Louisiana saw unusual weather in the spring, high temperatures followed by unseasonably cold weather with extremely dry conditions. This affected the emergence and growth development of crops planted during this period and has caused plants to mature at different rates. LSU Ag Center entomologist Roger Leonard.
From an insect pest management standpoint, it gets very complicated because plants' level of susceptibility to these insect pests varies by crop development stage.
Leonard says crops maturing late tend to be the most susceptible to insects.
We tend to see what's referred to as an island effect. Everything around that spot or that field may be maturing, so all of those insects end up going to the most susceptible field, and it's very difficult to get effective control without losing yield.
Some growers compromise insect control by combining their first insecticide spray with a herbicide spray to save money.
To try to time those two together becomes very difficult, and usually what happens, you get really good control of the weed or the insect and you miss the other one. And unfortunately, they have to come back with a second application anyway.
Leonard recommends separate sprays applied at the appropriate time. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.